Padres in contention, schools surge, and a hard look at housing confidence. The Padres entered September at 72-62, second in the NL West. A division title is a long shot, the wild card is the realistic path. The ownership backdrop gives September added weight. Jose Feliciano and Kwanza Jones completed their $3.9 billion ownership transition, ratified by MLB on August 24th, the largest franchise sale by price in baseball history. A first playoff push under that ownership either begins a foundation narrative or becomes a cautionary tale depending on how October unfolds. The NWSL Wave also head into their regular season stretch run with momentum after a 4-2 win over Utah on Fan Appreciation Night, with Trinity Byars scoring twice and Melanie Barcinas and Ludmilla also on the score sheet. In schools, San Diego Unified's new Chromebook restriction policy is now fully live across 175 schools covering more than 100,000 students. YouTube is blocked by default unless a teacher actively enables it for instruction. Non-instructional gaming is blocked entirely. Chromebook carts were removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. The board passed the policy unanimously, 5-0. Students with IEPs, 504 plans, or language learning designations retain required access. The practical question, whether implementation will be consistent across schools with vastly different IT capacity and staffing, is one the policy as written does not resolve. More broadly encouraging is the district's enrollment surge. A summer campaign brought in 3,033 new students against an annual recruitment target of 1,309, with 52 in-person enrollment hubs deployed countywide, and more than 71% of 2026 graduates deemed college or career-ready. The critical caveat is the October ADA reporting date, when California's attendance-based funding formula locks in. Summer enrollment numbers mean little if students are not showing up consistently in October. SDSU, meanwhile, received more than 124,000 applications for its incoming class, a university record, driven by its improving national research profile and students priced out of UC campuses seeking rigorous alternatives. The district's Teach Lead program has grown from 22 students at two schools in 2021 to 400 high school students working as paid assistant teachers across 20 schools, earning both elective credit and a paycheck. The episode's What If We're Wrong segment challenged the widely held assumption that single-family home values in San Diego County are structurally insulated from softening pressures. The confident case rests on supply constraints. Zoning limits new construction, geography limits sprawl, and defense and biotech employment provides durable demand support. Three factors complicate that case. First, the labor force contraction, 49,000 workers below the March 2025 peak, shrinks the pool of potential buyers with qualifying income. Supply constraints slow a decline but do not stop it if demand falls quickly enough. Third, the California Fair Plan announced a 29% rate increase effective October 1st affecting Alpine, Lakeside, and Spring Valley. As private insurers pull back and fair plan rates rise, the carrying cost of homeownership in certain submarkets rises independently of mortgage rates or taxes, and homes that are nominally affordable at current prices become unaffordable. Second, the condo market's distressed involuntary sellers establish comparable sale prices that appraisers apply to nearby properties, including single-family homes, making the firewall between the two segments more permeable than headline numbers suggest. When insurance costs climb 60% in 2 years, the specific indicator to watch? The share of San Diego County single-family listings reducing their asking price within the first 30 days. That data is publicly available weekly from Redfin and Zillow. If the share climbs above 20% of active listings, it signals that the supply constraint argument is losing to demand-side pressure. The October ADA enrollment figures at San Diego Unified offer a parallel leading indicator on household stability, with a projected lag of roughly 6 to 9 months before any shortfall in retained enrollment would appear in housing market data.